Let's review the standard LDL lowering therapies that are utilized in the treatment of familial hypercholesterolemia. First would be the statins or the HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, which lower LDL and other atherogenic lipoproteins. There's extensive evidence to show that these reduce cardiovascular disease. We can add on then ezetimibe, which is added to the statin and reduces the LDL cholesterol an additional 20%. It also reduces cardiovascular risk. Side effects are rare, could be GI adverse effects. Bile acid sequestrants may also reduce LDL cholesterol an additional 10 to 15%. We need to be very careful with these because if the patient has elevated triglycerides to begin with, it can also increase them further. PCSK9 inhibitors, alirocumab and evolocumab, both of which have been approved to treat homozygous FH, we see substantial LDL lowering. In patients with HoFH, we may see, depending upon their LDL receptor activity, up to 24% LDL further lowering. These are given by subcutaneous injections, either every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks. They are costly. However, the cost has come down significantly since their initiation in 2015. And finally, we may add on LDL apheresis. This is where the LDL and other atherogenic particles, ApoB-containing lipoproteins, are removed from the plasma. This procedure takes about 4 to 6 hours in its entirety to complete. It does have a negative impact on the quality of life because one must go to a center and have this done. There is a high cost to this with each treatment, about $2,500 to $3,000.